That is an absolute classic. The Beatles, we can work it out. The perfect balance, the perfect yin and yang between Lennon and McCartney. John's pessimistic bits of the song and McCartney's, oh, no, it's all right, we can work it out. John going, life is very short. It's a great record. And tonight here on Absolute Radio, as part of a brand new show, Monday Night Live with Ben Jones, you're going to be able to hear the whole of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. He's doing this thing on a Monday night on the show where late on he's just going to sit there with his feet up. I don't know if he's going to roll himself a big one. I don't think he's that type of lad. Maybe he's going to pour himself a cup of milky drink, maybe a Horlicks. But Ben Jones tonight here on Absolute Radio is going to be playing out the entire LP, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
We're expecting a decision on George Bush's $700 billion bailout plan for the US economy any minute now. Gordon Brown's already told us it's vital it's approved because when America sneezes, the whole world catches a cold. This as customers with newly nationalised Bradford and Bingley are told their money is safe. Plus, the Tories say a Conservative government would freeze council tax for 2 years. And there's bad news for Led Zeppelin fans hoping for a new album and tour. Despite the constant rumours, the band's frontman Robert Plant again says he definitely won't be a part of it.
I'm Nelson Kumar in sport. England's cricketers have gone for experience in choosing the squad for this winter's tour of India. They've kept faith with all the players from the final test with South Africa. Oh, Shah's in, as are both wicketkeepers Matt Prior and Tim Ambrose. Referee Rob Stiles has apologised to Bolton for his penalty blunder during their defeat to Manchester United on Saturday. Stiles wrongly penalised J. Lloyd Samuel for a perfectly good tackle on Cristiano Ronaldo inside the area. Confirmation this early evening that a Nigerian consortium has made a bid to buy Newcastle United. The group's one of several thought to be interested, but is the first to announce an offer. Everton have lodged an appeal with the FA over Tim Cahill's red card in Saturday's Merseyside derby against Liverpool. Samir Nasri's back for Arsenal's tie with Porto in the Champions League. Owen Hargreaves and captain Gary Neville didn't travel for Manchester United for their match against Aalborg. And Celtic are without the injured Andreas Hinkle for tomorrow's game with Villarreal. Barry Robson has travelled though.
Absolute Radar weather. Just looking at the screens, we've got a heavy band of rain moving eastwards across Scotland. Wet for Northern Ireland too, with really only the very south of England staying mainly dry and lows of 7 Celsius. You're up to date. It's 5:32.
Thanks, Tanya. So are we waiting to find out, what are we waiting to find out financially? What's going to happen? How's it going to affect real people?
Well, we're just waiting to find out if that decision, if George Bush will, you know, get his way in that $700 billion rescue plan. He wants it to go ahead. George Bush is supporting it. Mm. It's going to affect everybody in the country. So really, you know,
are we going to find out if Western capitalism is going to join Russian communism in the dustbin of history? Is that what we're waiting on?
You'll get a full update at 6.
That would be great. If you can... There's a way to keep people listening, isn't it? That's coming up at 6 o'clock. And the Bradford and Bingley is, that's definitely going to be nationalised.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I don't know if this is a strange thing, but I do have a crush on the Bradford and Bingley girl.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the hat that she wears, the bowler hat. Not that I've got a thing for like the Home Pride men or City Bankers. I don't know. There's like a slight touch of Liza Minnelli in Cabaret about it. I think it's a good look. And I don't know. I'm going to say this. I might be going out on a limb a little bit now, but I'm sure many gentlemen have been having the same kind of fantasy over the last few days. But I keep imagining that this Bradford and Bingley girl, because the bank's going to be nationalised and maybe there's going to be terrible cutbacks or something in the spending, that she's going to end up destitute and maybe turn to erotic modelling, something like that. I ain't thinking just in that hat. I'm only saying what everybody else is thinking. I'm sure that everybody is thinking the silver lining to the Bradford and Bingley being nationalised might be that lovely girl with the bowler hat from the adverts. Maybe she's going to becoming destitute. Maybe she'd need a sugar daddy like me. What? What?
You might be alone on
this. I think surely everybody is thinking the same thing.